This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with John Branch, and we're talking about some of the people and events he's written about for the New York Times, and which he includes in his book, Side Country, Tales of Death and Life from the Back Roads of Sports. Tell me just a little bit about the bowling story. That was particularly poignant.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite stories, actually. There was a blurb many years ago, or several years ago, about a man who had bowled the first 300 game of his life in a small town in Michigan. And before he actually left the bowling lane, he turned around and received the congratulations of all his friends and family and had a heart attack and died. And that was literally a three-line blurb that we saw across the wires. And I said, well, there's a story there. Let's go find out who this man was. And went to a small town in Michigan on a winter's night where they celebrated his life at the bowling alley. And it turned out to be one of my favorite stories I've ever done.
And then, you know, you wrote about abalone diving on the Mendocino Coast and how that is treacherous. And I thought about, you know, my favorite food to eat in Portugal, not my favorite to actually munchie with my beer, is barnacles. And part of it is because it's dangerous to get those barnacles. You got to harvest them in these rocks in the surf. And that's why they're expensive. And there's something, they're just tastier because somebody really went to great risk to get those things for you. Tell me a little bit about abalone diving.
Yeah, so abalone diving has a long tradition on the California coast, and it is dangerous. Like you say, it's a weekend pursuit for a lot of people who would go up to the coasts during the times of the year when they allow this thing, because abalone is endangered. And people were drowning, almost like the avalanches we were talking about. A few people every year drown, usually middle-aged men, and they're about 50 years old, who get out in this cold water and in this deep surf. And to get an abalone, you have to dive underwater. You're not allowed to use scuba gear or anything. So you're basically using a snorkel and something to pry these things off the rocks underwater. And people get exhausted. They get really cold. It turns out, since that story is run, the state of California has banned abalone diving because of the numbers of abalone have been dwindling. It's a climate change issue now. So I'm not sure we're going to see more abalone hunting in California. Well, it sounds in the coming years.
Sounds like the numbers of abalone divers are dwindling, too.